American diplomats at the UN have called Miguel Descoto Brockman crazy and bizarre. And that's what they've said on the record. It's not the way they normally talk about a president of the United Nations General Assembly. But Miguel Descoto Brockman is no ordinary diplomat. He's an unapologetic leftist, a Catholic priest who identifies with liberation theology, and a former official in Nicaragua's Sandinista government. His informal advisory panel includes such sharp critics of U.S. policy like Noam Chomsky and former Attorney General Ramsey Clark. In a few weeks, his one-year term comes to an end, and he's going out with a bang. Descoto is causing a stir over how the UN should respond to genocide. World leaders have already endorsed a concept known as the responsibility to protect, an idea that calls for humanitarian intervention. But Descoto calls it neo-imperialism.
The noble idea behind it is unquestionable. It is evident that we should not stand by while we watch our fellow human beings being tortured, being slaughtered. We should act. The problem is that even the loftiest kinds of resolutions have a record of being abused. You know, since I am a little boy, I remember hearing as a pretext for American intervention, not only in my country, but in other countries of the area, always that they were protecting someone or something. Mm-hmm. We have a responsibility to protect. And that must begin with a responsibility not to harm.
Can you ever imagine a situation where military intervention would be necessary to stop genocide?
It depends what kind of intervention, but certainly the case of Rwanda, for example, they know it was not the absence of a law. They had every right to intervene. They just didn't want to intervene. Those who are now voicing deep concern with the need to act, why didn't they act in Rwanda? If you're going to make law, you got to make sure that this is not another instrument that can be utilized precisely in this regard of all the basic principles of international law.
You have also said that the Iranian president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, has been unfairly demonized, as you say. I want to play a clip from a recent press conference you held.
I don't think anyone can doubt that in our part of the world, concretely here, the image of Ahmadinejad has been demonized.
Father Descoto, do you believe that criticism of President Ahmadinejad, you know, over his comments, for example, denying the Holocaust, or even more recently, the way he has condemned peaceful demonstrators on the streets of Tehran, do you think that there is at least some validity to the criticism of him?
There's no leader in the world that is beyond the possibility of criticism. I just called attention to the fact that we here, I said, in the West, have an inclination to demonize certain people in order to prepare psychologically people to take what the United States decides to do after.
Mm-hmm. So you believe that the criticism of Mr. Ahmadinejad is designed to prepare the public
I wasn't saying that, but I'm just saying be careful about this idea of demonization.
He's been quoted as calling for the elimination of the State of Israel. Are you uncomfortable with those comments?
Yeah, of course I am. And you have the similar kinds of horrible things that make me uncomfortable from many other places. Yes.
Let me ask you one final question before we let you go. Your term as president of the General Assembly will come to an end soon. Do you think overall in the past year you have achieved a greater role or a more powerful voice for the General Assembly? Or do you think, as some of your critics have pointed out, you've antagonized so many people that the General Assembly has less power?
I don't know how they can say that, especially in view of just one thing, the outcome document of the conference that empowers the General Assembly to participate in the discussion of the creation of a financial and economic architecture.
So now the United Nations General Assembly can at least look into the sources of the global financial crisis.
This is perhaps the most important step by the General Assembly in many, many decades. I think the General Assembly is coming alive now. I didn't come here really to try to please anyone, but to try to do what I think are the demands for peace and justice in the world.
Father Miguel Descoto Brockman is the outgoing president of the UN General Assembly. President Descoto, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, Gay.